Waya wafye mola fufu sisi kudi ngolo anfye bida.
Pope Benedict travels to Cameroon and Angola next Tuesday the 17th at the start of his first papal visit to Africa. The first stop on his week-long visit is the nation of Cameroon, situated on the west coast. In Cameroon, the Pope will meet with bishops from the entire continent and hand-deliver the working document for the Synod of Bishops on Africa, which will take place in Rome in October. After spending 3 days there, Pope Benedict flies on to Angola, situated due south of Cameroon on the Atlantic coast. In Angola, the main focus of his visit is on celebrating the 500th anniversary of Christian evangelization, brought to the country by Portuguese missionaries. The Pope flies back to Rome on March the 23rd. Cardinal Francis Arinze is Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. He is also the President of the Special Assembly for the upcoming Synod of Bishops on Africa, and himself a native of Nigeria, which borders Cameroon. I began by asking him how Africans feel about next week's visit by Pope Benedict.
It is a blessing for Africa because their father in Christ, the Pope, the representative of Christ for the whole world in the church, is with them physically. They know he's their father in Rome, but when he's on African soil, it becomes more tangible. They meet him, they see him, they hear him, and he also meets them, sees them, listens to them. That is important.
And how significant do you see this visit?
It is significant because, first, it is the first visit of the Holy Father Pope Benedict as Pope to Africa. Secondly, the Holy Father wants to highlight the preparation for the second African Synod, which will be celebrated in October 2009. He will launch the preparatory document called Instrumentum Laboris, the working document for the Synod. That is also very important. Then he will meet bishops, religious priests, and the lay faithful in the church. He will meet heads of government, diplomats, and people of other religions, especially Islam. All that is very healthy. In Angola, continuing the celebration of 500 years of evangelization of Angola, one of the earliest places evangelized in Africa, south of the Sahara, because North Africa, as we know, got Christianity in the early days. Rejoicing also with Angola and praying for development, justice and peace.
Pope Benedict's first leg on this trip is, of course, the West African nation of Cameroon. What message do you believe the people of Cameroon will be wanting to hear from the Pope?
I think they would like to hear a message of encouragement, hope, a message of love from their, because the gospel is primarily God's love for us. They will also want to hear a message of encouragement of efforts at establishment of justice, reconciliation, peace, and not only for Cameroon, but also for Africa as a whole, 53 countries. Holy Father could not go to all the 53 countries, but representatives of the bishops will come from each of these countries, and that is also important. And with modern communications media, many people will be near the Pope.
And when it comes to relations between Christians and Muslims, where in Cameroon, of course, they're representatives of both religions, how would you define relations between them?
There is great variety in the various countries in Africa. In the northern parts of Africa, Muslims tend to be in the majority. Not so in South and Central Africa. In Western Africa, it's mixed, sometimes equal number, sometimes no one knows the percentage. But important is that traditionally, the African people, Christians and Muslims, have lived in harmony across religious frontiers. In the last, let us say, 40 years or so, with modern political movements, there have been problems. Sometimes a politician sees interreligious tension as a little helpful for political reasons. Also, there are ethnic differences between peoples. And sometimes the people, their leaders, don't do enough to channel these differences in a positive way. Also, there are economic factors. People move around in the same country, and sometimes those who are maybe in the local market may be from a different ethnic group, and there may be some type of tension, which means that when a situation of conflict is to be assessed, there should be no overgeneralization that this is a case of Christians and Muslims in conflict. Sometimes it is much more complicated than that.
Do you expect that Pope Benedict will make a plea for greater dialogue between the different groups? I know, for instance, that during the Synod, church officials say that it will address, among other topics, ethnocentrism and tribalism. In your view, how much do these represent a threat to peace and progress in Africa?
To some extent, yes. When leadership is poor or selfish, they need not cause that because all peoples on earth cannot be of the same language or cultural background. We must learn to live together. Nevertheless, it has de facto happened that ethnic differences or religions have been made sharper by some individuals who have either poor vision or they are selfish. I would expect the Holy Father not to forget that aspect. What exactly he will say, we will know very soon. But I expect him to encourage, also to advise on possible ways of avoiding conflict, and to encourage and praise those who have done well, because some have done very well in Africa. Everything is not negative, even though negative news generally finds page one in the papers. But there are many good things happening. I also would expect Holy Father to praise those efforts.
Turning to the situation in Cameroon and Angola, what do you see as the pastoral priorities facing the church in both those countries?
Well, the bishops are the best people to express it. But in Cameroon, I would expect encouragement of priestly vocations and their proper formation, ongoing contribution of the church to society in matters of service, hope to young people who are growing up, honesty in public life, encouraging lay faithful in political action to do their best to contribute positively. In Angola, encouragement of efforts to heal after many years of civil war, encouragement of service, which is the accent that authority should have, whether authority in the church or authority in the state. It is service, not being like a pocket edition of Napoleon or Hitler, but being at the service of the people. That's what the church will expect. And the church leaders, bishops, priests, religious, will be in the front line in giving that example.
So, to sum up, what do you think this papal visit to Cameroon and Angola will achieve, if you could sum it up in one or two sentences?
It will achieve encouragement for the work of evangelization, praise for the work of missionaries, encouragement for local Africans who are now bearing the brunt of evangelization, encouragement to society, the wider society, government, culture, science, technology, and saying to Africa, you also count. You are not a footnote. We all make the church.
I was speaking there to Cardinal Francis Arinze.